Imagine discovering that your child's autism symptoms might be treated not just through behavioral therapy, but by healing their digestive system. Bugs, Bowels, and Behavior presents a revolutionary paradigm shift in understanding neurological disorders, one that connects intestinal health directly to brain function and behavior. This connection isn't limited to autism. It extends to conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and even common mental health issues like anxiety and depression. The traditional separation between neurology, immunology, and gastroenterology is dissolving as we discover their complex interconnections. Rather than simple genetic determinism, we're witnessing a multi-scale systems approach where these domains constantly influence each other. The statistics are alarming. Autism rates have risen from 1 in 166 children in 2004 to 1 in 88 children in recent reports, suggesting environmental factors, including gut health, may play a more significant role than previously thought. Your gut contains about 100 million neurons, comparable to your spinal cord in complexity. This second brain, or enteric nervous system, produces 90% of your body's serotonin and significant amounts of other neurotransmitters. Your brain and gut communicate through the vagus nerve, though the enteric nervous system can function somewhat autonomously. The gut-associated lymphoid tissue contains 70 to 80% of immune cells. When disrupted, the tight junctions between intestinal cells can open, leaky gut, allowing unwanted substances to enter circulation and potentially cross the blood-brain barrier. Your gut houses hundreds of trillions of bacterial cells across thousands of species, functioning almost as an additional organ. These microorganisms contribute to vitamin production, hormone regulation, and neurotransmitter synthesis. Your microbiome's foundation forms at birth, with different bacterial colonies established through vaginal versus C-section delivery. Breast milk further shapes this ecosystem by providing specialized nutrients for beneficial bacteria. Modern factors like processed foods, antibiotics, and environmental toxins have disrupted this once symbiotic relationship. When the intestinal barrier breaks down, foreign molecules trigger inflammatory responses throughout the body, explaining why psychological stress affects digestion and gut inflammation impacts mood and cognition. The link between autism and digestive issues dates back to Leo Kanner's 1943 observations, noting unusual feeding patterns and digestive problems in his original case studies. Research shows up to 70% of children with autism experience gastrointestinal symptoms versus 42% in children with other developmental disorders. Studies have found reflux esophagitis, 69%, chronic duodenal inflammation, 67%, and chronic gastritis, 42%, in autistic children, suggesting a unique pattern of gastrointestinal inflammation in autism spectrum disorders. The microbiome connection strengthened when researchers discovered certain gut bacteria produce propionic acid when metabolizing refined carbohydrates. When given to rats, PPA induced autism-like behaviors, including repetitive movements, social impairment, and hyperactivity. Autism-associated enterocolitis emerges distinctively during critical developmental periods between 12 to 18 months, creating a unique window to study its impact on neurological development. Researchers have identified specific inflammatory patterns and lesions in the intestines of children with autism, potentially explaining the increased intestinal permeability that allows bacterial metabolites and inflammatory molecules to affect brain function. At the molecular level, autism involves antioxidant deficiency leading to oxidative stress. Gene expression is controlled through epigenetic methylation marks that silence genes. The enzyme methionine synthase, MS, controls this methylation process but is highly sensitive to oxidative stress. When inhibited, it shifts metabolism toward glutathione production while impairing methylation, forming the basis for the redox methylation hypothesis of autism. Autistic children consistently show low glutathione levels and elevated oxidative stress markers in both blood and brain tissue. The brain is particularly vulnerable, with neuronal glutathione levels approximately 50 times lower than liver cells while consuming 10 times more oxygen than other tissues. This antioxidant scarcity makes redox regulation powerful for brain development, but increases susceptibility to damage. Infant nutrition significantly impacts this system. Human breast milk contains higher levels of sulfur-containing amino acids than formula, with breastfed infants showing higher plasma cysteine levels. This explains why nutritional interventions targeting oxidative stress pathways can improve autism symptoms.
Wonder why inflammatory conditions like allergies, asthma, and autoimmune diseases have surged in developed countries? The old friends hypothesis proposes that modern hygiene has disrupted our evolutionary relationship with beneficial microorganisms, including certain parasites. As helminth infections declined in industrialized societies, autoimmune and inflammatory diseases increased dramatically. Humans evolved alongside microbial populations that balanced immune systems through biochemical interactions, producing compounds that prevented excessive inflammation. Modern hygiene, while reducing infectious diseases, has severed this ancient relationship. Studies have identified immune abnormalities in autism, including decreased T lymphocytes and altered helper to suppressor T cell ratios, indicating higher levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Research shows intestinal inflammation causes reversible inflammatory responses in the brain, affecting areas responsible for emotional and behavioral regulation. This supports the concept that inflammation is inflammation. The body functions as an interconnected whole, with gut inflammation directly impacting brain function through multiple pathways. Clinical trials using helminth therapy have shown promising results for various inflammatory conditions, suggesting that restoring these missing microbes might help rebalance the immune system.
The gastrointestinal tract serves as a crucial gateway to the developing body and brain. For children with autism spectrum disorders, dietary interventions have shown remarkable results. Many parents report improvements within weeks of eliminating A1 casein from dairy, which releases beta-casomorphin 7, an opioid peptide that can cross intestinal and blood-brain barriers, potentially affecting neurological development. The specific carbohydrate diet has shown success in addressing both gastrointestinal and behavioral issues in ASD children by eliminating complex carbohydrates and processed foods to heal the intestines. Fecal microbiota transplantation represents another promising frontier for re-establishing healthy gut flora. In one case, a 15-year-old girl with autism experienced normal bowel movements for the first time in 15 years within 36 hours of FMT, with sustained improvements in both gastrointestinal and behavioral symptoms. These approaches represent a new paradigm, recognizing health as linked to our microbiome, food quality, and environmental exposures, addressing the gut-brain connection where traditional approaches often fail. We stand at the threshold of a medical revolution that recognizes the profound connections between intestinal health and brain function. The traditional separation between medical specialties is becoming obsolete as we recognize that many conditions involve multiple body systems. This understanding offers hope for conditions that have long puzzled medicine. By addressing root causes rather than symptoms, practitioners are seeing remarkable improvements in patients with conditions ranging from autism to depression to autoimmune diseases. The gut-brain axis represents a fundamental shift in understanding human health. Research on the vagus nerve's role in gut-brain communication and specific bacterial strains' impact on neurotransmitter production is leading to more refined treatments. Your digestive health isn't separate from your mental health. They're intimately connected aspects of the same system. By nurturing your microbiome through diet, stress management, and targeted supplements, you might find solutions to seemingly unrelated health challenges. This revolution reminds us that healing often comes from restoring balance to our body's interconnected systems rather than treating isolated symptoms.